This recording, Columbia 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress in a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a hose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah was warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my hometown. Remediki Bujaka, where I was born, is the capital town of the Marquez province. Remediki is a small town with big lanes. The population of Remediki is around 10,546 inhabitants. Thanks to its historical background, is expansive, and thanks as well for the indigenous communities and some myths and legends. Remediki has been contributing to the department, and are about the fertile lands surrounding its town contribute to a flourishing agricultural sector. So for a long time, Remediki was well known for maize crops, potatoes too. And in this sense, people have created a festival, the Sorbo y la Arepa, that is very well known around its borders. Les voy a contar un poco acerca del municipio donde yo nací. Remediki Bujaka es un municipio capital de la provincia de Márquez. Remediki es un municipio pequeño con grandes veredas. La población de Remediki es de 10.546 habitantes. El pasado histórico es muy grande, gracias a, además de las comunidades indígenas, de algunos mitos y leyendas, Remediki ha estado contribuyendo al departamento. Adicional a esto, las fértiles tierras alrededor de este municipio han contribuido al sector agrícola. Por un largo tiempo, Remediki fue bien conocido por sus cultivos de maíz y de papa. En este sentido, las personas han creado el Festival del Sorbo y la Arepa, que es conocido en sus alrededores.